This is WNKU's Earth Calendar. I'm Kathy Costello. For many families, the centerpiece of Christmas celebrations is the luminous, awe-inspiring tree set up with care in the living room. But with all the options now available, how do we know which Christmas tree is the greenest choice for the environment? It may not sound like tree hugging, but many believe cutting down a real tree for Christmas is actually greener than going with the artificial kind. Due to concerns over deforestation around the world, many people worry that buying a real Christmas tree might contribute to that problem. But most Christmas trees for sale these days are not grown in the forest, but on tree farms for the express purpose of being cut. From a greenhouse gas perspective, real trees are the obvious choice. Real trees naturally photosynthesize as they grow from saplings, which remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. After they are cut and Christmas is over, they're often shipped for mulch. As mulch, the bits of the tree very slowly decompose, releasing carbon dioxide back into the atmosphere. So, in the end, a real Christmas tree is carbon neutral, putting the same amount of carbon dioxide back into the air as it took out, although a bit more slowly. The tree farms that grew the trees also replant after the trees are cut. On our calendar, join Imago for the celebration of winter solstice, December 21st, 6:30 p.m., to reflect on the gifts of the past year while looking forward to the coming year and the return of the sun. Following the solstice ritual, guests are invited to join in for a potluck in time for community building and fun. Please pre-register at imagoearth.org. Earth Calendar archives are at WNKU.org. For more information or to share an Earth event you are sponsoring, call 859-572-6500.